Most successful communities are the ones where the communities support their officers.
In a small, dimly lit classroom, 13 officers sit in crisp, new uniforms waiting for their graduation certificates. Two officers, both in their early 20s, are from Quinnahock.
TPO John K.G. Peter, Quinnahock Police Department.
I love helping the community. I like being a good role model. There's not a lot of people that has the courage to step up and to be the first responders.
Is anyone else here from Quinnahock as well?
Philip Charlie.
I'm Philip Charlie and I'm 24 years old.
Why did you decide to become a law enforcement officer?
Because of my uncle. He was a TPO, made me realize who I wanted to be.
Philip and John have been working as tribal police officers for about 6 months. They're cousins and close friends. John says when one of them gets a call, they both respond.
We're just partners in crime.
It's critical they help each other. Tribal police officers are the only law enforcement in Quinnahock. The community is dry, but most of their calls involve alcohol. Calls are highest during the first and middle of the month when checks arrive, and most involve the same people. Assault and domestic violence are common. This two-week training is the only formal law enforcement instruction John and Philip have ever received.
Every day I used to be afraid to go to work because, like, I know I could get in trouble if I mess something up.
John says messing something up wouldn't be difficult. To be used in court, things have to be done a certain way. Securing evidence, interviewing suspects, processing assaults. They each have specific steps. The work is dangerous. The officers don't have guns or bulletproof vests. At most, they carry a baton, pepper spray, and handcuffs. Yet, they respond to calls involving guns and other weapons. The training has helped ease John's mind.
I feel a lot of stress is not in me no more, and after coming here and learning how to do reports, responding to calls.
Philip also feels more confident just knowing the basics.
How to protect yourself, how to do paperwork properly, knowing how to break down which Alaska statute laws and what to charge him with. And take control of the situation.
BPO Philip A. Charlie, Quinnahock Police Department.
On graduation day, both officers are ready to return home. There's a question of how long they'll stay in the job. Turnover is high. Who is policing can change dramatically day to day. At the beginning of the year, Quinnahock had 7 officers. When John and Philip left for training, there were 3 officers still in the community. A few days after training began, 2 officers quit, leaving just one. I called this lone officer in the middle of the afternoon on graduation day to see how he was doing. His name is Jared Brown. Did I wake you up, Jared?
Yeah. It's been busy, lack of sleep.
How many hours of sleep have you been able to get?
Between 2 and 5 hours.
He didn't know how many calls a day he'd been responding to. He just said they were coming, quote, every day, all night long. Quinnahock officers are on call 24/7. Yet they're only paid for 40 hours a week. They usually work an additional 15 hours unpaid. And the pay isn't much, just $15 an hour. Each has kids and partners to support. When asked how rural Alaska can increase law enforcement in its communities, each officer had the same answer as John.
Most people, they don't want to work because it's how low of a pay it is.
The person signing those paychecks agrees. Quinnahock Tribal President Darren Cleveland attended the graduation and couldn't stop smiling.
I am very proud. I pressured them that you guys need to come to this training.
He wants to pay his tribal police more. He wants more officers in Quinnahock.
They can't rest. They're just burnt out.
So you're saying that you're paying them as much as you can?
Yes.
The Quinnahock Tribal President says there's no way to pay them more, but there's other ways the community can help, like by supporting the officers and offering training. For now, he's trying to provide as much of these resources as he can. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.